What's up, everybody? This is John Z, and welcome to the campfire. I want to say hello and basically hear your thoughts about what you envision a campfire to be. And I suppose that this is like our first virtual campfire. Now, the idea here, originally I heard it from Dr. Kaufman, and he's been talking about and educating people about the coronavirus, and I think he had a few videos on YouTube banned, and a whole bunch of doctors had a press conference and their videos were banned. So a lot of people like are getting censored. So my question is, like, in a democracy, if there's censorship, then how does everyone have a voice? Because in a democracy, everyone has a voice. But if certain voices are censored, then everyone doesn't have a voice. And how can we understand the truth and move forward if information is being withheld from us? Because you know what? That causes division. I think a lot of the division between the left and right in the United States is because there's so much misinformation and misdirection, and everyone has a different opinion and everyone has a half truth. But you know, that person with a half truth thinks they have the whole truth. So like, there's people arguing over opinions, and the information, the truth will set you free. The whole truth, the real truth and the whole truth is what we need, and not just a half truth. So that person might be half right and that person's half right. Take what is right and put that together, and now you have like the whole truth or something closer to the truth. And that's what the campfire is all about, because everyone has a voice at the campfire. Now, I would certainly encourage you to have your own campfire. And you know what? Here's an idea. You get one of those chimeneas that look really cool, and then get a fire starter log, like from Home Depot or something, and then just put that in the chimney and then light it. It's clean burning. You don't have to hassle. And then you can like set up something cool with a bunch of your friends and your family, and like go outside, get a chimney, or you know, be creative, get one of those fire starter logs. You don't have to create a real campfire. And the point is to create a circle where everyone can share information and everyone can talk and everyone has a voice. And you know what? That might be a great idea for families, because, everyone used to be busy, but now if everyone's locked down or in quarantine, then people are seeing more of each other. But are people really talking to each other in the family? And so having a campfire, having a round table where everyone gets to share their thoughts without anyone saying, hey, that's wrong or right. You know, there's a lot of that. Like, this person shares a thought, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. Like, you don't even get a chance to share information, because then it's shot down. And you know what? The media is responsible for that. And so the campfire is all about everyone having a voice, and that's democracy. So if you're like a social justice warrior and you're on the left, like, the left is authoritarian. The left is censoring information. So how can you be for free speech or democracy when you're censoring, or you're for the censorship of information? Do you understand? That's not a democracy. Now, this other thing too that I don't understand is that the left used to be anti-war. Now the left is pro-war. You've been hijacked. All your values on the left have been hijacked, and you don't even know it. Like, so you got to step back and reflect on, like, what's really true. And you know what? The best way to do that is just be open to start your own campfire, you know, and create a support network and be the leader in your community, in your family, and then just allow everyone to share their thoughts, because the left and the right are just kind of values. There's values on the left, there's values on the right, but if those values are distorted, if they're not like pure, then there's manipulation. And so you may not even realize that your value system has been hijacked. Because if you're too busy arguing with that person who's just another person and you think they're the enemy, they're not the enemy. The real enemy is pulling the strings. You don't even see them. They're in the shadows. So you could be fighting someone that's really on your side, that maybe you have things in common with, because most people do. But now you're dividing against your fellow Americans, and over what? And how do you know what the conflict is until you really step back and say, wait a minute, maybe you've misunderstood what the conflict is. Maybe the conflict is misinformation. But shutting down to conversation and having a dialogue does not create any kind of an opening or a democratic process. So if you're on the left and you support democracy, then be open to other opinions. However, we want to take it beyond opinions, because someone's opinion might be like half right. Someone might have a half truth. And if you come together, create a round table, create a campfire with the value that, like, we all want health. And this is all about creating health. That's the real solution, having a strong immune system in your body. Taking vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc. If you take those things in the proper amounts and you're aware of that, get sunshine, get oxygen, get fresh air. If you do those things, you will not get sick. Do you understand that if you focus on making your immune system strong, you don't have to worry about anything, because you'll be immune. And if you do get sick, you'll get over it, and it will be nothing. If you've had the common cold before, have you ever had a cold? Okay, well, you've had the coronavirus in the past. This is a new strain of coronavirus, because it was genetically modified in a laboratory, and then it escaped accidentally from a lab, a bioweapons lab. Or maybe it was released intentionally. We don't know. But that's irrelevant, because what you have to focus on is being stronger and healthier, and looking at your diet, looking at the foods that you consume, and the nutrition, and vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, elderberry. These are things that are incredible for your immune system. So this is what the campfire is about. It's about sharing information so that we can all be empowered in our lives. And if you like more of this and want to be part of this movement, then go to the Energy Center and become a member. When you become a member, you'll get like a really cool t-shirt, you'll get membership bonuses, you'll get access to the newsletter every month with tips and just incredible value, and you'll become part of a community of people and a global movement of change. you know, be the change that you wish to see in the world. So if you want to be the change, if you want to change the world, then you need energy. So where do you get an energy supply in your life? Not from energy drinks, because if you drink that stuff, you know, you'll crash. So you want a constant supply of energy in your life. And that's what you will gain as a member of the Energy Center. So we're looking for founding members right now. And my vision is to have 1 million founding members. And you could be a part of that. It will create change. And then you can rethink your life in such a way that you're empowered, because you want to energize your body, energize your mind, energize your life. And a lot of times, things that we're not even aware of are depleting our energy. Like negative information is depleting. Stress is depleting. And so you want to reverse that, and you want to energize your life with powerful information. And but here's the thing, you know, negative information may not necessarily be a bad thing. It's just about how you turn that negative into a positive and not get stuck in the negative loop, because a lot of people are stuck in that negative loop. You know, they're like wishing death on the president. Like, that's really toxic. And that karma, you know, if you're projecting that kind of hate into the world, like, why is Trump this evil villain in people's minds that they would project such negativity? I don't know. But it's not healthy for that individual to feel that way and to process emotion and to constantly be attached to that energy. It's just not going to be good for that individual long term health wise. So this is what we want to do through the campfires. So this is how you can start a movement in your neighborhood, in your community, with your friends, with your family, and then you can create that pocket of change, and then it's like a ripple effect, and then it will just inspire other people to do this. And this is getting back to the grassroots. So this is a grassroots movement. If you want to be a part of the Energy Center, go to theenergycenter.org and sign up to become a member today. Get access to 1-year newsletter subscription and lots of great bonuses to energize your life, energize your mind, energize your body, and just start to manifest through the law of attraction that frequency that you are vibrating, that you want to attract. And that's how, you know, you begin to manifest what you want, because you increase your positive energy past the threshold, and then you start manifesting effortlessly in your life because you're in the flow. And this is how you can be every single day. This is what we do. So I look forward to talking to you more. And check out theenergycenter.org. And I will see you in the next video. I will talk to you in the next video.